latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Pep Guardiola reserves referees to protect his Manchester City players after teenage midfielder Phil Foden was ruled out for at least a month with ankle ligament damage. The Premier League leaders found themselves on the end of some robust treatment during last weekend's 4-1 thumping win over Tottenham, with Raheem Sterling the recipient of studs-up challenge from Harry Kane before Dele Alli went dangerously over the ball on Kevin De Bruyne. Both De Bruyne and Sterling emerged unscathed, with the Belgium international scoring a brilliant solo goal moments after Ali's tackle, while Sterling netted a late brace. But during the EFL Cup tie at Leicester City, in which Foden put in an assured showing on his second start, Guardiola felt City's luck ran out as the England under 17 star hobbled off during stoppage time before his teammates triumphed on penalties. Guardiola maintains officials should not be distracted from their primary responsibility, saying he's injured, it's not good. In the next fixtures, he will not be able to play. We were lucky with Sterling and De Bruyne in the last game against Spurs. Really, really lucky. We were not lucky with Phil against Leicester. It's a ligament. He will be out for a term. I accept that referees have to be careful about diving players. I keep going on about that, but keep going on as well as about being careful to protect players. Manchester City are doing battle with Chelsea and Everton in a race for Nice star Jean Seri, who nearly joined Barcelona in the summer. Was almost certainly Ivorian was going to go to the new camp, but it fell through at the last minute. He's available at around £25 million, according to reports. That is something of a bargain, and City, along with Chelsea and Everton, are ready to make a move.